Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Oh, we on. Oh, hold on a second. You know, I always got to sip my water. That's the thing. You got to stay, you mean you got to stay hydrated out here.
I'm definitely leaving all of this in.
100%. Hydrated. Hydration is the key. Because, you know, your body's made up of 70% water. Anyways, you know, right about now, it is time. You got the water, the cooler. The water, the cooler, the cooler, the water, the water, the cooler, the nerd talk with the water, the cooler. It's the water cooler nerd talk. Oh, hey. It's the water cooler nerd talk. Oh, it's the water cooler nerd talk. Oh,
I love it. I love it. Complete with a brand new logo.
Yeah.
Shout out to our boy Eric.
Yes. You know,
the digital master.
The budget is increasing.
Yeah,
it looks like that we're getting a little bit of budget.
We didn't pay for it.
You know what I mean? We didn't pay for
but
it.
But it looks good.
It looks dope. Shouts to Eric. You know what I mean?
He's a good dude.
If I had an effect, I would drop a bomb for him.
For sure. Absolutely. We don't have the budget for those. That's
We don't.
No budget
soon,
for
soon come. Soon come.
Yeah. For sure.
What up, y'all? Your boy Dre here. Once again, another episode of Water Cooler Nerd Talk alongside my cohort.
This is a very emotional Alden coming off of our main topic today.
Let me tell you something. Before we get into what we're going to talk about, which you probably already know, I want to shout out my peoples over there at Allied. You know what I mean? Shouts to Evan.
For sure.
Cassandra. You know what I mean? Shouts to my dude Carlos.
The dude Carlos.
You know what I'm saying? Teddy. What up?
Yep.
Mac. Shouts to, even though Mac is not with Ally, but Mac was there. That's my boy I work with in radio, iHeart, and his boy Teddy,
part of the family.
Good guy. But my people's over there at Allied, Evan, Cassandra. You know what I'm saying, Carlos. Thank you guys. You know so much for looking out for reaching out to me. And you know I brought my dude Alden. We were able to go to a press screening of Avengers Endgame
Absolutely.
On Tuesday, which was amazing. So I just wanted to put that out there.
So when this episode comes out, the movie will be out, but we will have been sitting on it for a few days, not being able to talk about it to anybody.
We done seen it, like,
We've
on
seen
Tuesday.
It. I had to live with it. I went home, and I was like, Mom, I got to tell you about Avengers Endgame.
Yeah.
And then turns out, my mom was like, no, I want to see it.
I want to see it. Oh, then stop. The spoilers. I don't want any no spoilers.
I'm like, all right,
my brother, bam, soon as I saw it, he hit me up. Yo.
Yep, that's true.
How was it? Who got peaced out?
Oh, man.
I'm like, look, man, you can call me, but choose your questions wisely.
Exactly. And this is a good time as any to mention. Up top here, we're going to do a little bit. This is going to be right to the point episode. No news, no anything. We're diving right into the meat of Endgame, but we will do this non-spoiler portion first, talk about feelings, talk about characters we enjoyed, and then we will dive into
spoilers. Then we're just
going to
go like
with a lot of warning. Don't worry, I will stop this and I will tell you, I'll give you a little countdown. We will not spoil the movie up top. We're not about that. We're just going to get into it off.
We're just going to get how we feel, and then we're going to go like full Monty.
Yeah, exactly.
Fully nude all the way in. You know what I mean?
Full frontal.
No protection.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, Alden, how'd you feel after you left the theater?
Dre knows.
By the way, those 3 hours went by fast.
Yeah, this is a perfectly paced movie for as long as it is. It feels like every scene matters. Like, people are like, oh, when's the pee break? When's the pee break? There's no pee break.
Now, just make sure, if you're listening, you know, go to the bathroom prior to, stop drinking water, maybe 2 hours, liquids 2-3 hours before.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I know how y'all do. When y'all go to the movies, you want the big bag of popcorn.
Yep.
Then you get the big super mega size Coke.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So just pace. I'm just saying.
Cut it out with that.
Yeah. Stop it.
Don't get up. Don't be that person.
Yeah.
You're going to miss something. There's a lot of dialogue in this movie. But in a great way, it matches the action, and this movie left me in some tears there at the end, man.
Yeah,
I can't. Obviously, we're not gonna get into why, but I was emotional. I was thrilled. There's moments where people clapped. We talked about it after a little bit. I would say that Infinity War might be like more crowd pleaser, like
Yeah, hype, fun.
Because there's so many firsts. Like, oh, these characters are meeting these characters. And this, like it feels like it moves and it's shorter.
Yeah.
But this movie is like the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Like,
this,
emotional.
This is like the personal love letter to the MCU and homage to the 11 years of this franchise. And, you know, we've been watching it. It seemed like time went by quick. I mean, we've been watching it since 2008.
Yeah, it's wild.
And like, I don't want to, I'll say something about somebody, another character later after we do our disclaimer.
Yeah.
But you felt like you felt emotional and just, I felt a sense of like, finally, like a happy, sad feeling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because Infinity War was great. I loved it.
Yeah.
Everything. The fight scene when the first scene when they come, the Black Order comes to New York, and then bam, when Captain America and his crew show up in Germany, it was great. It was fun.
Yeah.
And then the movie makes you feel like sad at the end. Like, even the credits were sad in Infinity War. You're like, yo, what the hell just
Thanos
happened?
Thanos will return.
Yeah, like, yo, shit, what just happened?
Yeah.
You're feeling kind of down, like, damn, man.
Absolutely.
But going into Endgame, it's more of a, like, a happy, sad, like tears of joy type, like, okay, they did it.
Yeah.
This is great.
They stuck the landing. They managed to make an impossible movie.
Yeah, I love the way that they pay homage to certain things and the way that they did it. And it's like a feeling of like, you know, the monkey is off our back now.
Yeah.
We finally took care of this.
Yeah.
And that's that.
And even just from like a filmmaking point of view, you know, talking a little bit more about how it was impossible. I mean, Infinity War was the one where we were like, how can you balance all these characters?
Mm-hmm.
But then this one was, how can you go really deep with that many people and still make sure that the effects were on point, that the action was on point, that the mechanics of the plot, again, we'll get into that later, were well written.
Right.
How you were able to show us these people, again, non-spoiler, at some low points in their lives after what happened in Infinity War, but still make it fun, where like they crack jokes throughout the 3 hours and
it,
you never feel...
still had its comedic element.
Yeah, it still has the flavor, you know, of Marvel, and it still works while also being so big that, you know, a big thing that we were talking about after is, I would be good if we didn't get an Avengers 5
for a few years at least. Need at least 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
You can wait 6, 7 if you want.
Yeah, don't do it. I mean, you've got Fantastic Four and X-Men. Just focus on other things. Some Black Panther sequels,
another
sequels,
Spider-Man,
some more Spider-Man, Captain Marvel 2.
Yeah,
do other things because they go so big here that it would almost be embarrassing to follow it up immediately. You need to do something
Avengers
different.
5 because if you look at it, hold on a second, my chair is like squeaking. I don't know if you can hear that. This is live, all right. You know we don't pull no punches like last time, you know what I mean? Like, my chair was squeaking, y'all, my bad.
You're good.
That's better. So what I was saying is, like, we got 4 Avengers films.
Yeah.
Movies. So if you look at it, we really got 5 because Civil War was kind of like Avengers 2.0.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? 1.5, however you want to call it. But it had everybody in it. It was great. So it's like, it piggybacked off of, like, you know, Ultron and all that stuff.
Yeah, because
I mean?
Ultron sets up the rivalry a little bit and the danger of what Tony does.
Yeah.
And it's the end of that leads into this one. And the same way those two movies are related, Ultron and Civil War, these two movies, like, you think going in that it's going to be, well, Thanos did this, how do we stop him? But it's so much more complicated than that.
Yeah, like, because my whole thing, you know, of course you read the comics. If you read the comics or if you know the plot, why they have the suits, if you've seen the trailer, like, I already knew going into it that they're going to do some kind of time travel.
Yeah.
But I'm like, all right, so how are they going to, like, you know, pull this off? Like, how are they going to do it? And, like, for 3 hours, you know what I mean? Like, you got 3 hours. We can't have a whole movie about, like, you getting the time travel, right?
No, it can't. You know what I'm saying? Nothing in this movie could be an easy fix.
Yeah.
Nothing in this could fall flat. This was like such a high pressure scenario, but overall, I think we would both say, you know, to get to the end of the non-spoiler portion, that they killed it. They wrapped it up
amazing,
very nicely.
And also be on the lookout for the Stan Lee cameo.
Yeah, for sure.
Keep your eyes peeled for that.
I think. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? great homage to the god of Marvel.
And we'll say now, before we get into spoilers, there's no post-credit scene.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. As far as we know, I read an article yesterday about all the press pre-screenings not putting a post-credit scene. So the press screening that we went to, we didn't have that.
Well, the international people didn't have it either.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So now I'm starting to think there really isn't.
What I'm thinking is, this is what the article said. The article says something along the lines like, maybe when the, you know, when it comes out to everybody today, tomorrow, they're going to add, Disney or Marvel Studios is going to add that extra post-credit scene.
It's happened before.
Who knows? It could happen. I'm just saying, if you're watching, if you're listening, and if they do, if you see it on Friday, let us know, because...
Yeah, after recording this episode, I'll have seen it a second time.
Yeah.
So by the time you all listen to it, I'll have watched it a second time. So you might be like, Alden, you're wrong, but I will have figured it out.
Yeah, because believe me, you're a fool to leave a Marvel movie.
And also just sit back and like bask in the glory.
Yeah.
Like, the credits are very classy.
Oh, man.
I don't want to tell you what they do, but the credits are done in a creative way.
Just wait till the end, because you got to. It's the
special.
Last Avengers of the saga.
Yeah.
So it's only right post-credit or not. Just stay for the end. Stay for when the screen goes black, the lights come on, you got to get your ass out.
Talk to everybody.
Exactly.
Give somebody you don't know.
Give somebody a tissue.
It's
bring
like the,
a, bring
like
a
the
Kleenex.
End of, like, church. Yeah. Peace be with you. Also
praise.
With you.
Hug somebody.
Exactly.
So, without further ado.
It's been like 10 minutes or so since we really got into it. This is a spoiler warning.
Okay, we're forewarning you right now. If you're going to listen to this...
There's going
to
be spoilers.
...on Friday, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, we're just going to lay it out there because
if you're listening to it, you're like, oh, I'm going to check out the review. But please, for your own sake, go watch it. Pause, go watch it, and come back.
Yeah, like... We gave you like 10, 11 minutes of just talking trash.
This is the warning. And now I'm gonna count you in.
In 5.
4.
3.
2.
1. All right, guys. So.
All right. So this is spoiler portion. Here we go.
Spoiler portion. Here we go.
So right up top, they kill Thanos. Like in the first 20 minutes.
Thanos gets
in like first 10 minutes.
The first 10 minutes, Thanos, done.
Beheaded on screen.
Beheaded by Thor.
Yeah.
Because Thor is, you know... In a kind of some kind of like, you know, drought, he's feeling down.
Yeah, he's super depressed.
That he's depressed
because he couldn't finish the job.
Yeah,
he could have, but he didn't.
He didn't.
He thought he was.
He thought he did.
Put it in his chest and talk some trash.
Should have went for the head. You know what I mean? So first 10 minutes, actually opening scene, Hawkeye, he's with his family.
You get the end of Infinity War from his point of view.
Yeah, and his family vanishes, disappears.
They're all gone.
And
every
then
member. Then you flash forward to the. Well, not flash forward. You go through the Marvel credits.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's the Avengers team, and Cap's like, let's go get this son of a bitch.
Captain Marvel, she saves.
You could tell that she's been with them for a little bit based on her post-credit scene in the Captain Marvel movie. You don't see this conversation, but they were probably like, hey, can you go look for Tony?
Yeah.
She shows up at the ship.
She shows up with Tony.
Yeah.
Because Tony and Nebula have been on the ship for however long.
Yeah.
But great, like, when that scene, when they rolled up to Thanos' spot, like, Thanos was just there.
Unarmed,
no security, nothing. I said security like he needed.
Yeah.
They're cooking soup, eating fruit.
He's picking out of his garden.
You know what I'm saying? Busted up, banged up.
And they know, they're like, Thanos used the stones 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And then they get there, and he's like, I destroyed them. Oh, well.
He destroyed the stones because... The stones were
too much. Yeah, wanted to be
much.
Undone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Thor, lo and behold.
Thor kills him.
Thor
and then you're like, wait, what? And
credits.
Then the screen goes black. And then it says 5 years.
Years
later. And they pause because they make you think it's going to say months. It's like 5 years later. And you're Oh, God.
That's a huge gap.
It's like, way bigger than anyone thought it was
going to
be.
Yeah, because I thought it was going to be a couple months.
Absolutely. A year at most.
Yeah. You know, and the way the world is now, 5 years later, after the snap, it's like deserted.
So what did you think about where we find, because they do a good job of showing you how different things are for some people. Tony, Thor, and Hulk in particular are in, they are wildly different after 5 years of this.
Like Cap and Cap.
Yeah.
Cap is kind of like a therapy.
Yeah, Cap leads like a therapy group.
Therapy group about the snap.
Yeah. Tony and Pep are married.
Tony and Pep are married with a child.
Named Morgan Stark.
Yes.
She's like a 4 or 5 year old kid.
Mm-hmm. And Hulk, Banner actually fused with the Hulk. So now he's full Hulk 24/7.
Yeah, he kind of explains it away while they're eating. And he's like, yeah, they meet the him
gamma,
for breakfast.
I fused with the gamma.
Like I did some more gamma experiments on myself.
So now Hulk
he's like
is
Professor
like,
Hulk.
Yeah, talking, intelligent Hulk. Full conversations. Yeah. Looks like Banner, but is Hulk.
Yeah, it's a Hulk that looks like he looks more like Ruffalo than any of the other ones.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Thor is depressed, drunk, overweight.
I love this.
And he's the king of New Asgard, which is just like a fisherman's town.
It looks like something like in Maine or somewhere.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I think he actually probably set it up where Odin died in Ragnarok. Probably like on those cliffs.
Yeah,
on
those cliffs.
Probably in Norway. But it's just, it looks like a main like type fisherman's colony of the Asgardians that
An
are left.
An old girl from Ragnarok.
Yeah, yeah, Tessa Thompson. Valkyrie is there.
Valkyrie, she's there. And I love...
Korg.
Yeah, who is it?
Korg.
Korg. Yeah, shouts to Korg. Amen.
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 How are you?
How are you? Hey, Korg. I'm Korg. This is Meek.
Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Our podcast. Hey, water cooler nerd talk. Hey. I love the fact when like it gets to Thor and like... When Thor, it shows the back of him. You could see the pudge.
Yeah.
The muffin top.
Yeah.
When he turns around.
He's got the beard.
He
got
the dad bod.
Huge gut.
Huge beard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because first he walks into the room on a close-up shot, and you see the long beard and hair, and you're like, wow, he's really depressed. And then they show you the body, and everyone starts laughing.
Yeah.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Because 5 years prior...
He's been doing online gaming for the past 5 years. Mm-hmm. He only comes out of his house to get beer.
Beer playing Fortnite. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And they're all in such different places. Black Widow's trying to keep the Avengers together. She's given missions to Rhodey, missions to Rocket Raccoon.
To Rocket and Nebula.
Captain Marvel. And they're all in such bad places. And that's one of the biggest strengths of the movie is making you feel like the world really changed.
Like you, if you look at it, it really changed because like Thanos wiped half the population out.
Yeah.
You know
the
what I'm saying?
The resources are thin. Crime.
Crime.
Which you see with Ronan. Ever since his family's gone, Clint's been going around the world.
He's in Tokyo.
Picking off criminals. Yeah, like Rhodey says like, oh, there was like a Mexican cartel and they're all dead. It had to be Clint. And then 2 days later, he's in Japan. Like he's going all over the place.
He's just offing people because that's just what he does. And I like the fact that they brought in his Ronin character.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And also like what was I gonna say? And Captain Marvel, of course, you know, she goes back out into space.
Right.
But I think it was good. And like when Ant-Man set up, you know what I'm saying? When he comes out of the quantum realm.
Yeah.
Finally. And like, you know, he was only there. See, the thing about the quantum realm, if you don't know, you're there for just 5 hours can be, you know, a long time here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And when he got back from the quantum realm, his daughter is... older, a teenager.
Yep. Cassie.
And they
show you such in such creative ways why everybody is where they are, like mentally.
In their life.
So like going back to Ronan for a second, when he explains to Natasha why he's doing this, he tells the Japanese gangster guy, he's like, Thanos took out half the world, they got Thanos, but you get me. Because he's like, why did good people like good my people. Family have to go?
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, I'm just going to take out the rest of you that deserve it.
Yeah.
You know? And then Ant-Man's in this place of, he didn't realize that time had gone by. So he's in the opposite.
Yeah, because you remember at the end of Ant-Man.
Yeah, Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Ant-Man and Wasp, when everybody, Hope and all them, vanished. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I love that setup. And like you said before, a lot of dialogue. Yeah. But like setting it up to get to the quantum realm. Because I already knew, like I said, I already knew they're going to do time travel.
Yeah.
They're going to have the quantum suits. But how are they going to do this for 3 hours?
Yeah.
And I love the fact that, you know, when Ant-Man shows up and he's like, yo, you know, I got a time machine and like this is Back to the Future.
And then that's when they're like, well, we need somebody to help us build it. And they go to Stark and he says no, but it's Stark.
First they ask Bruce. They talked to Bruce, remember, at
the diner.
Breakfast.
Well, no, I thought they talked to Stark. He says no. And then there you go to Bruce. I can't remember.
They talked to Bruce and then Cap.
Because they start building one that doesn't work right.
Yeah, they're building one and it didn't get right.
And then Stark shows up later.
Yeah, so Cap.
Stark has a whole conversation with his kid where you know, he's like, I don't want to get. He goes, I would love to go and change things and make it right. He goes, but if I did that, I would lose what I gained. You know, which is true.
It is.
People moved on. What are you going to undo people's lives?
Yeah.
But the time travel in this is really clever because they make it clear. You can't change the past and just butterfly effect the future and make it right. But you can take elements of the past and bring them now. Nothing that they can do about the 5 years they lost. The 5 years will always be gone.
Yeah, those would be those years, but you can still...
They have to make people reappear.
Reappear
now.
Yeah. And like live in the now, like you said.
So everybody that comes back, Spidey, Strange, T'Challa.
T'Challa, the whole Wakanda.
All of them lost 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like you said, it's been 5 years since they've been gone.
Yeah.
So you bring them back now, this is what the world is now.
Yeah, it's wild.
You know what I mean? It's not like you bring them back and it's what it was before.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I love how Tony, you know, he refuses to do it.
Yeah, but then he's Tony Stark.
Of course.
He's up late thinking about
it. Yeah, he's thinking about it.
He's running some tests.
I think he's been thinking about it a couple of days because remember he was just like, run the thing, and he's like, I got it.
Yeah, he's like, run this test, try
the module,
this shape,
whatever
doing
it
different
is.
Shapes. Yeah. So he figures out time machine, but then, you know, we could probably walk all the way through the story, and we have a little bit, but I want to get into some of the nitty gritty here.
Yeah.
So if you've made it this far, you obviously don't care about spoilers, but I'm gonna throw up one more warning. Okay, the warning's over.
Are you ready to know who gets pieced out?
Yeah.
In Endgame.
Because spoiler alert, it's Tony.
Tony Stark.
Yeah. And it is. And Nat.
Yeah. And Black Widow.
Yeah. So you get both. Nat and Tony both go out.
Mm-hmm.
So Natasha, this is really emotional because they have you by the balls for that scene.
Hell yeah.
Because you're like, her and Clint are battling for one of them to sacrifice themselves.
And here's a little, just a backstory about the time travel. What they do is they go back in time to certain events to grab the stones. So they go back to 2012, New York, first Avengers. They go back to 2014, Guardians, to grab the stones.
Asgard.
They go back to 2013. Asgard, 2013, Thor 2. So while they're in New York, it's the Loki battle. Then with Doctor Strange is there already.
And then that one doesn't work, so then they have to go to the 70s.
70s.
And they see Howard Stark and Hank Pym.
Yep. Tony sees his dad.
And that was the first key where you're like, man, they're doing a lot of emotional Tony stuff.
Yeah.
He has his own kid. He's talking to his father.
You're
like,
you don't even see it.
I remember having feelings of like, man, this is really beautiful. But like, you're so in it that you don't even realize it's coming in the final battle. So,
and if you think about it, I think I mentioned this to you the other day.
Yeah.
All the Marvel movies, the MCU movies, if you look at it, they've been centered around Tony, like these Avenger movies, Iron Man, and even when he was in Homecoming.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's like dealing with Tony's character.
Even Civil War is kind of Iron Man 4.
It is.
As much as it's Cap 3.
It's like his development from Iron Man 1 to 2 when he was just reckless, you know, extreme, adrenaline,
dies,
you know,
drunk all the time.
Doesn't care. Iron Man 3, like the OCD.
Anxiety. PTSD.
Yeah. And then, of course, can't forget Ultron.
That leads you to Ultron.
Yeah, when he messed up.
Because of his experiences, he's like, I could protect everybody.
Yeah.
And then it goes wrong.
And he messed up with Ultron and trying to fix it with Civil War as well.
Yep.
With the Accords, all that stuff. So.
And then in Infinity War, you could tell he wants to settle down. He says, like, I had a dream that we were having a baby.
We're having a baby,
and, like,
yeah.
He wants that, and he does get it. But in the comics, Tony is an alcoholic, and that's mm-hmm. always been his thing. In the movies, he's an Iron Man-holic. Like, he cannot quit being Iron Man, no matter how much he tries.
So much tech. And, like, and it's crazy because, here's another spoiler. Are you ready? So when Tony dies at the end, his suit, of course, is the nanotech, and Thanos has the glove. So what they do is, remember my theory was kind of right when I spoke to you about the iron gauntlet that Tony makes with the left arm, but it was on the right arm.
Yeah.
So Tony, they create an iron gauntlet, and Tony gets it, and the stones come on his hand, and he says, I am Iron Man, does the snap. Remember on Iron Man 1, Tony Stark is Iron Man. Yeah. It's like foreshadowing. It's crazy.
He does a snap and he takes out the entire Thanos army. Mm-hmm. And then Thanos dies last.
Yeah. So that's basically what happens. Like, they get the stones.
And there's a really badass moment because he begs Strange to tell him, is this the one future we win? And Strange is like, if I tell you, it won't happen. And then Strange sees Tony give him a look. And it's that look of, I'm about to do some crazy shit, and I need to know if it works out. And Strange just—he
does the one.
He holds up one finger.
The one finger
to
shaking.
Let him know. Yeah, his shaking hand still. Which also, by the way, the acting in this is incredible.
Oh,
because it's those types of things, like the way that Robert Downey Jr. has kept up the anxiety. Like, he has a panic attack moment at the beginning where he's yelling at Captain America when he first gets back
and
from
space. And he
faints. Oh, it's amazing. And then you look at Benedict Cumberbatch, who Strange and the other heroes that were snapped, they don't have a lot to do in the movie. They sort of just show up for the final battle, which is fine.
Yeah.
But, like, Benedict has played this part now. This is his fourth time. Strange, Ragnarok, Infinity War, now this one. And he still remembers, like, to shake his hand. Like, this character, like, they care
just
about
little details.
Make sure that it feels like it's all connected, it's all right. You know, the way that the personalities track, like, Nebula gets so much to do in this
Nebula
movie.
Nebula is like, I love just the 360 that she's made since Guardians 1 to now.
And now, like, she has to, like, you have to face your past in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
They
so,
all do.
So little side note, when they go, because they break up in teams to go grab the stones. So a team of Nebula and War Machine go to where Quill, the planet that Quill was on to get the stone.
Morag,
I think it was.
I think it's Morag.
Yeah. So that's how Thanos, plot twist, because you're thinking Thanos died at the beginning.
Yeah.
Plot twist, Thanos.
And he's out of it for a lot of the movie.
Yeah, he's out of it. Yeah. Thanos finds out through past Nebula.
So 2014 Thanos. The Thanos that you see in Guardians 1 on the throne talking to Ronan.
To Ronan,
sees everything.
Yeah, he sees what's happening.
Nebula's android brain in 2014 and the android brain in 2019 are syncing with each other accidentally. So his evil Nebula starts
freaking
out,
little
seeing things.
Panic attack.
And she's doing like R2-D2 hologram projections of things that have not happened yet for them. So Thanos, this armored Thanos who has no stones yet,
he sees everything.
He sees that he succeeds,
takes the stones,
which inspires him, but he also sees that he gets killed, which pisses him off. So this is almost like a Thanos who's like, wow, I achieved my goal and it didn't matter. All right, then I'm going to wreck you harder than I ever wrecked
and
you.
And you know, remember he said, he's like, this is my destiny.
Yeah. Thanos in this movie, because I, you know, from other people that saw it at press screenings or whatever, and I'm sure this will be a discussion, a lot of people are like, why is 2014 Thanos with no stones just as powerful, if not more so, than the Thanos that we see
in 2018 Thanos.
And it's like, I get that argument, but A, he's armored, and B, he's savage, and he's not trying to play the game. Because Thanos in Infinity War,
he already knew the game. Like, he was coming for the stones already.
Yeah, he was coming for the stones, and his whole thing was, I'm going to let the stones kill indiscriminately. Like, it'll be fair, unbalanced, unprejudiced.
I'm balancing it out.
Thanos is like, I already know that doesn't work out for me.
So I'm just going all in.
So he brings every armor you've seen from him.
Chitauri.
He brings new creatures.
You know what I'm saying?
He brings every ship. It is the most wild. Like, he's unhinged. He's brutal.
And let me tell you, the fight scene at the end with Iron Man, Cap, Thor,
Yeah.
Fat Thor, by the way.
Thor. Two hammers, Thor.
Two hammers, Thor.
Yeah.
And let me just throw in something. Shouts to Captain America, all right? Because I thought Cap was going to be the one to get peaced out because he's the All-American, the first Avenger.
Yeah.
He's going to take it to the end.
Leader. He'll do the sacrifice.
Whatever it takes, he's going to sacrifice.
Yeah.
Done. Nah. So he goes ham.
Yeah.
Captain America takes...
He picks up Mjolnir.
He picks Mjolnir up. And like,
and Thor is like, oh, I knew it. Callback, a 40-year callback to Age of Ultron when it budges a little bit and nobody notices
Thor's
except
eyes.
Thor. Thor noticed. And you could, at the time, some people thought, oh, he was just scared that he would lift it, but he didn't. But I always thought, and I've told you this before, I always thought, no, Thor saw that and got nervous because he knows Steve was just being cool.
Yeah.
Steve was too nice to pick it up.
Yeah, because he could have picked it up.
He was being super humble.
Yeah, and he's worthy.
Yeah.
He's worth, like Vision, when Vision handed him, handed Mjolnir to Thor and Ultron. Let's go. You know what I mean? So that was dope. Captain America wielding Mjolnir around, doing work on Thanos.
Yeah.
And Thanos was a badass in this. Thanos had the sword. He broke Cap's shield.
Yeah.
Vibranium shield.
Yeah,
shattered his
shield. The performance is going. We could go on. I mean, we're already about a half hour. Man.
Yeah, so look, long story short.
This movie's great.
Go watch Endgame. You're going to love it.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
If we miss something, if you listen to all of this, still go watch it.
There's so much that we could talk about that is not even. spoiler, non-spoiler, just feelings. There's so much more to get into. But we'd end up having like a 2-hour show. And we just wanted to get into it and give you our initial reactions. It's not like a critical analysis. I mean, we both have seen the movie once. It's still the week that it comes out.
Yeah.
If you're listening to it today or in the next few days, it's still brand new.
Hell yeah.
So there will be lots of thoughts. There will be people that have theories, I'm sure, after.
Mm-hmm.
You know, between now and Spider-Man, we're going to hear a lot about how does this connect?
How does it connect with Far From Home?
Why do the Spider-Man trailers look so chill? Which is a question that I have. A lot of people think of the Spider-Man trailers are fake. You know, a lot of people think that it's like BS'd footage.
Because it's like, all right, this is 5 years after the snap, and he's back now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Back now.
The world is still, I mean, I guess they're still picking up
after
everything.
Be.
You know,
they
clean,
must be.
Getting everything together. So
there
it is.
That's the episode right now. You know, we're both super high on this movie, and it's a good time.
Yeah, so if you don't want to get spoiled, just listen to the first 10 minutes. But if you want to get spoiled and you don't mind it, just listen all the way through. Either way, you know, let us know what you think after you watch it, what you feel, what you thought, and we'll connect on that. You know what I'm saying? So there it is, Water Cooler Nerd Talk, Endgame.
The Endgame review.
The Endgame.
So where can they find you?
Oh, Mill, thank you, sir. You're asking me first. Okay.
I got you.
Well, you can hit me on the tweet machine, like Alden says, at LogicMC, Instagram at It's Orion Pax. ITSORIONPAXX. You know what I mean? You can search for me on Spotify, all that with the music, Orion Pax. You know what I'm saying?
Perfect. And then you can find me over on all the social media platforms. You can find me on Twitter at AD_Strider, on Instagram at A.D.Strider. You can check me out talking Star Wars at Octo Radio, my other show. You could, of course, find Dre doing his thing on 103.5 The Beat here in South Florida. Me on Big 105.9, South Florida's Classic Rock. Because this is the podcast that we do at work, but when we're not working. All nerd, no budget. This has been Water Cooler Nerd Talk. We're excited for you to cry with us and celebrate with us Endgame. And I will throw it over to Dre. Bring us home.
Bring us home. So there it is. Water Cooler Nerd Talk, Endgame. We'll holler at y'all later. Peace.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.